Rest in peace, Mr. Post-it Note. Would you eat bugs? And what's that weird constant hum in space? That's what I'm buzzing about today, Monday the 17th of May. Paul Andecker and the Daily Buzz, next. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz. Hope you had a good weekend. Guy who invented the Post-it Note has passed away. Spencer Silver was 80. Actually, he discovered the glue that they use for them. He spent 10 years trying to figure out what to use it for until one of his colleagues put it on a bookmark. Post-its were first called press and peel pads, but apparently that name didn't stick. With that brood X cicada invasion cranking up, some people are seeing a silver lining. We can use the bugs for food. YouGov took a poll. More than a quarter of Americans say they're willing to at least give a try to food made out of insects. Not surprisingly, guys are significantly more likely than women to try some bug-filled cuisine. Just wondering, would you eat food made out of bugs? Not sure. Last month, a bunch of scientists got together to brainstorm ways to protect us if we're ever on a collision course with an asteroid. They were confident that a solid plan could be put into place even with our current technology. But they concluded that it would take 5 years to execute the plan. One scientist on the team was even more pessimistic, suggesting it could take 10. That's scary. NASA's been turning its ear to space again. NASA spacecraft has detected a weird constant hum 14 billion miles from Earth. It was heard by the Voyager spacecraft way out in deep space. The hum was recorded as frequency vibrations and not as actual audio signal. They hope the hum can tell them more about the mishmash of gas, radiation, and particles that make up space between stars. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds on the Daily Buzz. Paul Andecker's Daily Buzz, this caught my eye. What's with all the shortages in this country? Toilet paper, gasoline, ketchup, now chicken. At first, we were told it was because of processing issues and the demand from all those chicken sandwiches. But now Tyson Foods is blaming lazy roosters, saying they're not doing their job to make more chickens. You're not crazy. Everything is more expensive. U.S. consumer prices were up almost an entire percentage point in April alone. Biggest monthly price jump in a decade. It usually takes a year to go up that much. It's affecting everything from food to clothes to new cars. Used car prices are also up a record 10%. Has the pandemic changed you? New survey by Oracle finds 86% of respondents say the pandemic changed their personalities for the better. Becoming more conscientious and open to new experiences were the most common personality changes, followed by being more agreeable. I'd agree. If a pickle-flavored hard seltzer has been missing from your life, do we have a dill for you? Brewmate is introducing Afternoon Dill Light Hard Pickle Seltzer, hitting the shelves this summer. Proving again what George Carlin once said, put two things together that have never been put together before and some schmuck will buy it from you. Pickle-flavored seltzer? Knucklehead news out of the Dominican Republic, where a woman recently had dozens of family and friends attend her funeral while she was still quite alive. The 59-year-old says when her time on Earth is over, she'll have no way of knowing who comes to her funeral or what people say about her, so she had it now. Sort of a dress rehearsal for the real deal. Paid $1,000 for a coffin, the funeral home, and a white dress. She then laid in the coffin, pretending to be dead, while mourners, many whom pretended to cry, paid their respects and said nice things about her. Then they enjoyed food and drinks and shared stories. She described her funeral as a dream come true and thanked all her guests for coming. The Daily Buzz. Send me things to buzz about at MidwestFamilySWMI.com. Never miss an episode. We podcast them at this station's website. Yesterday's history, tomorrow a mystery. Today it's a gift. That's why it's called The Present. I'm Paul Andecker. We'll buzz again tomorrow. Have a great week.